Welcome to the Can You See podcast. I'm Paul Meredith, your host, and this is where we touch on some of the highlights in the 714 prayer report each week. And today we want to take a look at some of what's in the prayer report for December the 6th of 2024. And our focus is on the alternative sources of news that we need in this week's report. We cannot depend on the mainstream media to give us the truth. We know that. Almost every Christian conservative that pays any attention at all knows that. But what they do is they don't report certain things, and so you remain uninformed. If you're depending only on them, you're uninformed about the things that they don't even report on, and they keep you in the blind in that way. But then the things that they do report on, most often it's inaccurate, it's misinformation, is the word that they like to use. It's incorrect information. And so we cannot depend on the mainstream media, what we like to call the Marxist media, the major news networks that are on broadcast channels and also on the cable channels. Can't depend on any of the mainstream media to give us the truth. And so we look for alternative sources. And one of those sources that we highlight this week is doing an outstanding job. They're doing true journalism, the way journalism is designed to be done and the way the founding fathers expected journalism to be done in this country. And I'm talking about the Tucker Carlson Network, TCN. And just this week, TCN traveled to Moscow, and Tucker interviewed Sergey Lavrov, who is the Russian foreign minister. It's a very timely interview because of what's going on in the Ukraine-Russian war. And it's a very fragile time. It's a very dangerous time that we're going through in that war right now. And we describe all of that in the prayer report this week. But our lame duck president, and that's what you call any president after the election has occurred, and that president is not going to be coming back into office. But President Biden is making some decisions that are very, very volatile, very escalating in this war. And it's really not him. It's those that are around him. We know that he doesn't know enough really to know where he is. You probably saw him sound asleep in that meeting in Africa. It's not like he just nodded off. He was truly asleep for quite a little while, and nobody even bothered to wake him up. But that adds to the danger. Having a president in that condition between now and January the 20th really adds to the problem. But the people around him are making decisions for him that are making it extremely dangerous in this war. And they're escalating the war, ratcheting up the potential for nuclear war. And that's described in the report this week. So you'll want to read the report just to see the summary of that. But the last thing the Democrats and those in the Biden administration want is for Donald Trump to come in and negotiate an end of the war right away. That would make them look bad. It would make them look like they could have done it or should have done it, but just didn't. And that's the last thing all the warmongers in Washington want, the military-industrial complex. They want this war to continue because it's lucrative for those who build the armaments and the munitions for these wars. What they really want is endless foreign wars, so that they will just continually be profitable to them. And there's a lot of people in power that are being bought off and paid off so that they will go along with this. And the last thing they want is for Donald Trump to come in. And once he takes office again, it would be, it would be really their last hope. The last thing that they want to see happen would be for that war to be negotiated and come to an end. And what they're trying to do is create a situation that will make it very difficult for President Trump to quickly resolve what's taking place there. And I hope you'll take advantage of the links that are in this week's prayer report. We have a link that includes the entire interview that Tucker did with Sergey Lavrov, who is the foreign minister in Russia. And there's also a promo that they did for the interview. You want to look at that and then look at the entire interview, because it just gives you a background and an understanding to what is going on in this war. And it's so unnecessary. The war was unnecessary to begin with, and it's unnecessary for it to continue now. And all it would take is just a little bit of reasonableness on the part of those involved. And I hate to have to say this, but it seems like the Russians are more reasonable about how to resolve this than our current administration in Washington. They want to end this war. They want to have a negotiated settlement. And it looks like as time goes on, you know, that Zelensky is mourning that as well. But I hope you'll take time to watch that interview. You'll be more informed about the background of this war from the Russian perspective, what caused it, what caused them to invade to begin with, and what keeps the war going now. And especially you'll become more knowledgeable about the escalation that is taking place that is a danger to the world. We stand closer to nuclear war right now, perhaps, than we ever have, including the time of the Cuban Missile Crisis. So take 10 minutes to read the 7:14 prayer report. You'll be better informed. Look at the links that are there. Click on those links and take advantage of what you can learn by watching those links. And you'll know better than what it is you need to be praying about for our nation. And please help us get the word out about the 7:14 prayer report. Share the website with as many people as you can. The web address is www.714prayerreport.com. That's www.714prayerreport.com. That's the number 714prayerreport.com. Feel free to make copies and distribute them to your church, your family, your friends, your civic clubs, anyone that you would like to. There's no copyright that would prevent you from doing this. There is a copyright, but we give permission to make copies and distribute them. You can click on that download button. It's there. It'll print out a PDF for you that you could distribute to anyone you want to. We want to get the word out in every way we can about the prayer report and about this podcast, and we want to gain as wide a distribution as possible for both, and I need your help to do that. Well, that's all for this week. I hope you will listen each week, and I hope the prayer report in this podcast will stir you to take time every day to pray. Pray about the spiritual condition of our country. We still need to repent as a nation. Just because President Trump won this election does not mean that there are not serious marks of rebellion in our nation. There's things that we need to repent of as a people before God. And so pray for God to grant repentance to this nation so that his judgment can be stayed. Pray for revival in our churches and a great awakening throughout the land. And we need to do more than just pray, but we definitely need to pray, because without God, we can do nothing. He is the only hope we have. And again, thank you for listening, and I hope to meet you back here next week.